Blog Talk Radio.
Like the mother says, wait a minute, just wait a minute.
let's keep watching. Everything shine is my goal, but so far so good. I was right. So far so good. But Makai Israel, Yahweh beat you there, C. Royal.
Yahweh bless Israel of C. Royal. Hallelujah,
Yahweh there, young lad. Sound like you up snuffing. And you're ready to do your part, and that's all this thing is about, is doing the part that needs to be done. That's the great thing. All right, let's see what's going to be on stage for tonight's episode. Let's see if it's Mother E. Is she coming on stage for tonight's episode, part number 168? Mother E, tribe of Yahdah Judah, one of the Mosaic of Cam 1. Yahweh be to that, Mother E.
Yahweh bless you, see Israel, Hussein Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. All right. Well, one thing we do know, one thing, and Mother Z, she will be addressing this national audience a little bit later in the broadcast. You see, let me hear a little something first, and then we'll make a commentary on what we hear. Let me hear something first here. Strong, remember, one thing about it, my strong attribute is I'm all ears. I like to hear something before I comment on something. And that's a great thing there, Mother Z, so we'll catch you later in the broadcast after we hear something, too. We want to hear something, too. All right, good enough, so we know our air will be a few minutes, and he'll be coming on in. So what we'll do, we'll get something going on until our air will really tell you all about the broadcast. So, down the line, let's see what we can read out of the book of Matthew, chapter 10, verse 18 and 19. Let's see what we can read, young lion, Brother Micaiah.
Okay, the book of Matthew, chapter 10, verse 18 and verse 19. Verse 18 read, "And you shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles." Verse 19, "But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you should speak, for it should be given you in that same hour what you shall speak."
Mm-hmm. So he said, now it's going to happen to you. He said, you're going to be delivered up, no doubt about it. Especially when you have to tell them that that ain't the way it goes according to the scripture. So you will be delivered up, no doubt about it. And matter of fact, in Mark chapter 13, verse 10 and 11, young lion, can you help those see out in that verse? Mark chapter 13, verse 10 and 11.
Okay. All right, going over to the book of Mark, chapter 13, verse 10 and verse 11. Verse 10 reads, "And the gospel must first be published among all nations." Verse 11. "But when they shall lead you and deliver you up, take no thought beforehand what you shall speak, neither do you premeditate. But whatsoever shall be given you in that hour, that speak you. For it is not you that speak, but the righteous spirit."
Mm-hmm. You said, this gospel gotta first get to how many nations there are, young lion?
All nations.
You gotta get to all nations, no doubt about it. We'll pause at there and bring our elder in, and our elder will tell you all about the broadcast, and then we'll get back on that because that's very interesting right there. So one thing about it, this the gospel, and they love to say that word means the good news. So, but we need to define what the good news is, and we'll do that after we bring our elder in and tell y'all about the nice broadcast on tape number 168, tape 168, Unlocking Biblical Mystery Tribe Yahdah. So, Elder Mr. Tibbs, Yahweh be to that, C. Royal.
And Yahweh bless you, C. Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh to hell. All right, sound like you up to snuffing. Ready to tell this national audience about what they need to know about this broadcast. And so we're going to pause and catch a couple of memos, and you take your time and tell them what they need to know on tape number 168. The elder, Mr. Tibbs, you on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast among a cast of hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the righteous words of Yahweh. And that's what we're all here for today, to hear the righteous words. But unfortunately, we have those that come just out of curiosity. Curiosity sometimes is just not enough, because that means that you're curious about other teachings, other prophecies. You haven't really settled down into the word of Yahweh. Be not curious. Be accepted unto the word. Be saved in the right way. You know, Satan, he appears that he saves and gives you gifts, but they're only temporarily. You find out some preachers I run into, when they hear the word as it should be spoken, right away, they got to go. They get offended. They got to run. They get all nervous and excited. It reminds me of the book in Proverbs. What is it? Proverbs chapter 10, verse 11, I believe. When they listen to the word, immediately they get offended. They got to go somewhere else because the word don't support what they think. Well, this is why we're here, to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching, confusion, and loud bump the gums contests. We welcome and thank you for attending our live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry. We come to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And first and foremost, about Yahweh's word. Learning how to connect the books, your health, and foods you should eat and keep in the Sabbath days. We do this because you have not. This is information that you have came to seek. And you have now found that in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yada. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Having no class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday. Current time starts at 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. The temple class starts at 12 p.m. and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address to use this on any search engine, intertribeyada.com. And after you click enter, just under a big line, you will see choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow those instructions. On any other device, you possibly might see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. In doing so, remember what it tells all of us that reads the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahweh, your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Now, I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahweh loves that you're forgiven. And donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to the Bible scriptures that are mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse number 30, and once again mentioned in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. You'll find this is done to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahweh live. Also for building a school, which is very well needed to teach a lot of brothers and sisters which is the right way to go. A banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar. The calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the Bible feast days that come to all of us throughout the year. We also have a live program You'll find this is a feature that's available during our live broadcast time. Just enter three words, Yahweh Radio Live. And after you click on it, look for the Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav, and click that red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. We also have a couple of email addresses the listening members can use. The first is tribeyadav@gmail.com. The other is yadaisrael@gmail.com. Please let us write your written opinions and questions on the biblical subject answer or related topics. We even have a few numbers you can call with your online. The first is our live conference room number. This number is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number, where you can call and leave a message on those scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahweh's ministry. But in calling this number, please do not call trying to teach. I'll have to remind you, you will only get a discouraging dial tone. Remember what it tells us in the book of Sirach, chapter 6, verse 6. 6 says, be at peace with many, but nevertheless, have but one counselor over a thousand. Also, by calling this number, you can inquire about the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure we get the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly. On another note, we'd like to ask, please do not contact the seer via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. As you might imagine, the seer is very busy with the WCC, that New York station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many memos, and even now, the Latter-day Saints. So please use the international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back, unless you call trying to teach. You will only hear a discouraging dial tone. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter three words, Yahweh Radio Live. And after click enter, look for the Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav, and choose the program that you are late logging into. Or at that point, you can choose any particular day that you would like to listen. Another note that we'd like to remind you, during our normal Blog Talk broadcast, we are simultaneously transmitting on Pal Talk. On Pal Talk, we are listed under ethnic group, African American. Once again, just look for the Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. And you'll find this is where Yahweh's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any of the discussed topics we have will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel riding a shotgun. And during this time, we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And you'll find that if Blog Talk ends before teaching time, our teaching will continue on Pal Talk. But the listening members, when we're giving scriptures to read by the seer, one thing to remember is always be quick to hear and slow to speak, so the words of Yahweh always flow smoothly, remembering that we're online with hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear those righteous words of Yahweh and not that of confusion. So we can keep those scriptures in mind and start the teaching to begin. We will pass our program over to us here, Israel, and say, Hallelujah, Yahweh.
All right, the Elder, Hallelujah, Yahweh on that. That's excellent, Elder. I mean, that's excellent. You know, I was looking through memos and stuff like that. One thing about it, when we call this broadcast, really, you know, see, we understand what is written in 12, 1, 2, and 3. Just our duty is to do this. So that's the point we're trying to make. We have an obligation because Yahweh has made it plain this ministry will be the ministry to unlock the biblical mysteries of the Bible. And there's so many biblical mysteries of the Bible that we don't know how long this series is going to be because we run into so many mysteries, and people make statements, and not when you make them statements, you got to go right into it. You say, okay, I'm the one who had that statement to come out. You know, so when you have a statement to come out, you got to take a look at it. No doubt about it. You got to take a look at it when statements come out. Well, I don't know what that was, but that whatever that is, that's kind of real low. I don't know exactly what I just heard then. And I don't know what I just heard. I just heard something, unless I'm the only one heard it. I just heard something myself. Let me.
Yeah, I heard something. It was low, though.
You heard something that was real low?
Yeah, it's very low.
Well, sometimes a righteous word is always an encouraging word. But one of, I would say, non-righteous is always low and unpredictable.
I heard something. Who behind it? We'll leave it like that because evidently, you know, one thing,
that control this network. That's why we have to be clear on our position on controlling this network, because it's always, we'll be suffering, but that's the way it is. That's why when when the young lion read just gospel, and they use the word called gospel as the word called the good news, got to be preached, which means taught unto all the nations. For what reason? For what reason? If you can go back and find the young lion and bring him back in, and we'll finish up and find out for what reason all this supposed to happen, there, young lion. Let's go back to what did we leave off on, young lion? We left off on what?
We did Mark chapter 13, verse 10 down to 11. Then you gave me 12, 1, 2, 3.
Oh, okay. All right, well, then we'll go straight on into Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Let's get a little bit of that, young lion.
Okay. The book of Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you are to say."
Well, that's true. That's how it's supposed to happen. But in the 24th chapter, verse 13 and 14 of a book called Matthew, can you help me out there, young lion? What do Matthew 24, verse 13 and 14, what do that read?
Okay, going over to the book of Matthew, chapter 24, we want verse 13 and verse 14. Verse 13 reads, "But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved." Verse 14, "And this gospel of the kingdom shall be taught in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come."
So we know that the gospel, the good news, must be taught unto all the nations for a witness. And then it ain't going to be. Okay, now, see that? So now you wait and see, you hear, well, for a witness. So now guess what? The precept word is the witness. So now we go on to Isaiah, young lion, and find out who is the witness. So this guy be talked to the witness as a witness. So who gonna be the witness, and who they gonna witness to? It says all nations. But we go on and take a look at, and you know, we want to touch back on some more, a little bit of everything. I don't know. But right now I want to find out about this witness. Who is this witness that it got to be witness and witness to all nations? But we want to find out, well, who is this witness that got a witness to all nations? That's big talk with that. It sounds like a whole lot of stuff on the table, but we're going to find out who the witness. But I'm struggling right now. I'm struggling right now. So who want to help those see out about this witness that we can read? Anybody want to help those see out why we untangle this struggle he in right now? Who want to help those see out on the witness that we can read? Any other six anointed camps can help those see out and shoot me something where I can look at, because I'm struggling right now. But what I want to hear is a verse that talks about the witness. Who will help those see out right now?
Isaiah 43:10. Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's see what that say. before you read 43:10, you got to get us a name going real good. How about put a name on it? You know, see, you got to be able to put a name on something. How about 3, 4, and 10? Then we can be clear and have no doubt what's going on. We looking at Isaiah 43:1, 3, 4, and 10. How that sound there, young line? Isaiah 43. We have to paint the picture. 43:1, 3, 4, and 10. Come on.
Okay, the book of Isaiah, chapter 43:1, 3, 4, and 10. Verse 1 reads, "But now thus says Yahuwah, that created you, O Israel, and he that formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine." Verse 3, "For I am Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, the righteous one of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt for your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for you." Verse 4, "Since you was precious in my sight, you has been honorable, and I have loved you. Therefore will I give man for you and people for your life." Verse 10, "You are my witness, said Yahuwah, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no Yahuwah form, neither shall there be after you."
And since you made that plain, you might want to throw 21 in and sometimes, you know, when you reading the Almighty's word, he'll make it plain for you. And just we just got to make sure we got the right spirit to have the ear to hear, and we're going to take care of that a little bit later. Look what it says in verse 21 then. And I'm going to ask a question in 21 and 22. Read verse 21 and 22 behind that.
Okay. The book of Isaiah, chapter 43, verse 21 and 22. Verse 21 reads, "These people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. But you has not called upon me, O Israel. But you has been weary of me, O Israel."
So, now, when we read Mother D of Israel, Mother E, you read that verse again, and I just want to see, you know, we got plenty of time. I just want to really see something behind this. Read Matthew 24:13-14 again, and then up under the watch the eye of the elder and Mother D of Israel and the young lion. I want to hear a comment on when we read this verse now, with what we just have to read. I just want to know how that we will not see this. Do we see it like a 1,000-watt light bulb? Hey, Mother E, what it says in 24:13-14 of the book called Matthew? What does it say, Mother?
The book of Matthew, chapter 24, verse 13 and verse 14. "But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved." Verse 14. "And this gospel of the kingdom shall be taught in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come."
Who wanna take a shot at that? Do anybody wanna take a shot at that?
It's saying that.
Do anybody want to take a shot at that? Yeah, imagine if you was you read them verses right there, and you was in a, you know, another Bible study class, and you read them two verses. What is the picture? What is the picture that's really drawn out of that, what you just read in 24, 13, and 14? What have we really drawn out of that? Who will help those see out and this mass and audience to hear what really was said, that it was said, but it was not said,
mm-hmm.
but it was
mm-hmm.
said. What's mm-hmm. said in 24, 13, and 14 that we is there, but not right there, but it was somewhere? I hope that makes some sense. Go ahead.
I'll take a shot at it. Matthew chapter 24, verse 13 and 14. He's saying right here that ones that's going to do, he let them know they should be saved. He also let them know that this gospel is going to be taught throughout all the kingdoms of the world for a witness. When we get to the part about the witness, we just come to find out that the children of Israel is the witness. The ones he have chosen is going to be talked to, will be the witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. So this witness and this all nations is the children of Israel at the end of time is going to receive the covenant again, the gospel.
So you mean you got that out of 24, 13, and 14. You mean you got that out of there, out of 24, 13, and 14. That's real nice. So Mother D of Israel and Second Ezra, Mother D of Israel and Second Ezra, chapter 8, Mother D of Israel. Can you take a look at the 8th chapter, 1, 2, and 3. Second Ezra, Mother D of Israel. In the 8th chapter, verse 1, 2, and 3. You on the clock, come on.
Second Ezra, chapter 8, verses 1 to 3. Verse
yes,
1.
And 41. 1, 2, 3, and 41.
Second Ezra, chapter 8, 1 to 3, and verse 41. And he answered me, saying, the Most High has made this world for a minute, but the world to come for a few. Verse 2. I will tell you a similitude, Ezra, as when thou ask the earth, it shall say unto you that it giveth much mold whereof earthly vessels are made, but little dust that gold cometh of. Even so is the course of this present world. Verse 3. There be many creatures, but few shall be saved. Verse 41. For as the husbandman soweth much seed upon the ground, and the pleasant and the planter many trees, and yet the thing that is sown good in his season cometh not up, neither doeth all that is planted take root. Even so it is it of them that are sown in the world. They shall not all be saved.
Hallelujah. You know, read verse 2 again, mother. Read verse 2 again. 8 verse 2. Listen at what he says here in 8 verse 2.
2 Ezra chapter 8 verse 2. I will tell you a similitude, Ezra, as when thou askest the earth, it shall say unto you that it giveth much mold thereof. Earthly vessels are made but little dust that gold cometh of. Even so is the course of this present world.
Now, you know, that's real big talk. So now who won't take a shot at what he's talking about in verse number 2? He said, now I'm going to show you a similitude. And now we're going to precept that similitude, Mother E. We're going to precept that similitude to get an idea that what he's saying. He said, hey, Ezra, I'm going to show you a similitude. Now, look up the definition for this national audience, Young Lion. Kind of similitude and make sure we get a couple of different perspective on this word similitude. And mother, he gonna read it in 12 verse number 10, because I see something that he's trying to show based upon what you just got to read. And he said, hey Ezra, I'm gonna show you a similitude about something we're gonna read again in that verse 2. But mother, what is he talking about to the seer Hosea in 12 verse 10? Bring that out in grand style, mother D.F. Israel. Hosea 12 verse 10.
Okay. Hosea.
Mother.
12 verse 10.
Yeah, Mother E got that. Mother E, 12 verse 10, I want to really hear something on this, Mother E, because we don't make you think. I don't know which way his lesson going, but it's going to come back to Mother reading that verse again, Mother D of Israel, in 2 Ezra chapter 8, verse 2. And then we're going to start tying it all in like what we halfway or three quarters of the way done yesterday, but we don't know if was that clear enough, so we're going to tie it in shortly on something, on the way of learning something. Hey, Mother E, what do Hosea 12, verse 10 say?
The book of Hosea, chapter 12, verse 10. I have also spoken by this seer, and I have multiplied vessels and used similitude by the ministers of this seer.
What's that supposed to mean? See, you know the reason why we saying this. See, it's the reason why we saying this. Because what we keep telling you that, help me out, Mother D.F. Israel, help me out. Go right past Jeremiah called Lamentation and look at 3 verse 40. 3 verse 40. Let's see if we tie this in, because, you know, if we don't make you, you know, we got to keep you out your comfort zone, because it's just like anything else. It's a training process, and once you're ready to pass the training, then Yahweh show the next move. But you got to be shown all the traps that's going to come up on you and how to see it and come up out of it. And Lamentations chapter 3, verse 40, Mother D.F. Israel. Help the old seer out, Mother. You on the clock, come out.
Did you say Lamentations chapter 3, verse 40?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, Lamentations chapter 3, verse 40. Let us search and try our ways and turn again to Yahweh.
Now you hear what he's saying. So it's not that we're trying to. We have to find out some things on the way to find. We got to find out some things. Six anointed camps. We got to find out some things. In the book. Brother Micaiah and Joshua, chapter 1, verse 5 through 9, back up with Mother E and Joshua 10:23. Listen what we try to work some in, because we're going to drop a bombshell on you a little bit later. But we're trying to get you prepared that you know is on its way. To always remember, Elder Mr. Till, turn that book to the book Job, Issachar's boy, 11 verse 6. Hey, Elder Mr. Till, can you look down at 11 verse 6 and tell me what it says? And Job 11 verse 6. Elmer Stiff. Here we gonna meet Mr. Kill. Young Lion.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what Job 11 verse number 6:8.
Yes, sir. The book of Job, chapter 11, verse 6. Verse 6 reads, and that he would show you the secrets of wisdom, that they are double to that which is. Know therefore that Yahuwah exacted of you less than your sins deserve.
Okay. 4:2:24 is the rock. And Mother D.F. Mm-hmm. Israel, come back to that verse again in the 8th chapter, verse 2 of 2nd Ezra. What it says in 4:2:24?
The book of Sirach, chapter 42, verse 24. 24 reads, all things are double, one against another, and he hath made nothing imperfect.
So he was talking to the seer, and he was letting the seer know that in the 12th chapter of Hosea, I have also spoken by the seer, and I have multiplied vision and using similitudes. Now, this definition of singer, this word called similitude, is comparing one thing to another. You know, I'm always going to show you something that you can go back and look at, and that was similar to me. He said, I always got a comparison to something, so that was similar to me. Comparing one thing, one timeline to another timeline, or one people to past people, and showing you the present. So when Mother read that verse, and go read it again, and 8 verse 2, he's talking to the seer, but he using similitude. And what did he use similitude in that verse that we can read? Let us see. I don't see where everybody make those seers get happy behind this. Read it again, 8 verse 2, that mother.
2nd Ezra chapter 8 verse 2. I will tell you a similitude, Ezra, as when thou asked the earth, it shall say unto you that it giveth much mold, whereof earthly vessels are made but little dust, that gold cometh of. Even so is the course of this present world.
Now, what? Who gonna take a shot at that? Who gonna take a shot at that verse too? Now remember, the Bible has a double meaning. I'm not gonna call out no names. I'm just saying, do anybody wanna take a shot at that? He left tidbit words there, and I take one off there by reading Mother Eve. I take one off by reading 2:7 of Genesis. I take one out. I take one of the words out by reading 2:7 of Genesis.
Genesis?
What does it say, Mother Eve? 2:7.
Okay. Look at Genesis chapter 2:7. Genesis chapter 2:7. And Yahweh formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul.
All right, good. Now, Mother, you just read a word, two words, in that Exodus chapter 8:2. And we're just taking one word out, so you ain't got the one word to figure out in 8:2. And what's the other word? Can anybody check what's the other word in there?
Is it a gold?
We found out that the dust was the man.
Right.
So we got that. So, but there's another word in there prior to that dust in 8:2.
What?
Another word is in there.
Much mold.
What is that?
Mold.
Was after. But what was the other word? No guessing. Remember, every word has to be a precept word to it, because it's telling Ezra something. Remember, he's showing Ezra a similitude, and he compared what to what? Well,
he compared. You say he compared what to what?
That's okay. We just go right to it, and if it comes again, you got it. He's talking about this vessel. This vessel, yeah. This earthly vessel he's talking about. Make a note of it now. This earthly vessel are made but with little dust. This dust he's talking about, man. He's talking about this vessel. It's something about this vessel he's showing Israel, that he's talking about a vessel, but he's talking about a man. So what vessel are he talking about that we can read? See, and now once you clear about the Bible have a double meaning, and he's talking about a vessel, and the only way you will understand the vessel, you must precept your Bible, Mother D of Israel, and go to Hosea 8:8. And find out what you're talking about. So when we get down the road in the lesson, you will see that's if you're taking notes. You got to take notes. This vessel is in Hosea 8:8. What it said, Mother D of Israel? Listen good about this vessel.
Hosea chapter 8:8. Israel is swallowed up. Now shall they be among the Gentiles as a vessel wherein is no pleasure.
Hate that stuff. You hear the man say it? So what he said, this vessel that he's telling Ezra about is who?
Israel.
Hallelujah. Now you see that?
Hallelujah.
So you see, how you learn something on the way of learning something. That's why you have to recognize the sign of time. When you're telling Esther, Ezra, the seer, about this vessel that was made of dust, he was talking about the man, back to Precepts 2, verse 7, but the vessel he was talking about was Israel. So now, this vessel is Israel. That's what you're telling Ezra by using similitude on a vessel, which he's talking about Israel, because that is the seer's business is Israel, not the whole world. The seer's business is Israel. Yahweh's business is Israel first. So now when we go in 2 Timothy with that understanding, before we go to Romans, 2 Timothy chapter 2, Brother Micaiah 20 down to verse 26. So now we clear the Bible have a double meaning. He might use words, and the first thing you might come up with, this vessel might be a pot that you put flour in. But no, he didn't come on no pot to put no flour in. He's talking about name. So now, Paul pulled that verse to talk to Timothy with that same understanding and listen to the conversation. Because if you just read a bunch of verses and you're not tied it in, then what profit is to that? You got to tie this thing in. And we'll know when you paint the picture of what he's saying. 2 Timothy 2, verse 20 down to verse 26. Listen good. Now listen what he's saying.
Okay. 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 20 down to 26. Verse 20 reads, but in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. Verse 21. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, and meant for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Verse 22. Flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace, with them that call on Yahweh out of a pure mind. Verse 23. But foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strifes. Verse 24. And the servants of Yahweh must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patience. 25. In meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves. If Yahweh pre-adventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. Verse 26. And that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captivity by him at his will.
Did y'all hear that? Now,
hallelujah.
Read verse 20 again and tell me exactly in verse 20. Look what he said in verse 20, and I want to see who light came on when you read 2 Timothy 2:20. Read again there, young lad. A little more audio. The phone kind of sound like it's bass. Your microphone sound like it's bass. I don't hear no roaring in that microphone you got there, young lion. Sound real bass to me, unless look, I need a little more audio out of that. 2 Timothy 2:20. Listen good.
The book of 2 Timothy, chapter 2, verse 20. Verse 20 reads, but in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver,
but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor.
What are you talking about? Can anybody? Who want to help me out on this? What are you talking about? What is he? Huh? Is anybody talking?
But I'm looking
at. I'm going here. I was said that it's saying that, but in a great house there, but in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and stone. So in a great house, it's probably false idols and stony heart, stony mind. I said. And
okay. Now who? Mother D.F. Israel, you agree with Mother E. just said?
Well,
You're gonna make it two and oh. You're gonna make it two and oh. Come on. I ain't making nothing. You ain't making nothing. Uh-uh. I was really wasn't paying attention. See, I was searching for a scripture. You weren't paying attention, so you're not gonna make it nothing. I was searching for a scripture. Oh, okay. Young man, remind Mother D.F. Israel, you got over 500,000 listeners all over the world, and that didn't come out real nice. Young man, what you get out of is 2:20.
Okay, I get out of 2:20 is that they saying that but in the great house, you know, referring to temple. So only vessels of gold and silver, indicating about the people. But also he showed one of wood and of earth. He said some will be the honor and some to dishonor. You can have some that's gonna be in the temple,
right.
Could be about our business, some not.
All right. Okay, I'll tell you what we do. We'll like I said again, we don't rehearse nothing, but in the same token, this vessel is talking about what you just got through reading in Hosea 8, verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
Listen on the count. The vessel you're talking about, you just got through reading with a name on it in 8, verse 8, was the vessel. So Paul is pulling the verse, talking about the vessel, and Timothy understands this vessel he's talking about was the people of Hosea 8, verse 8. And he said, these people's ears of a great, then you hold that point, Mother D.F. Israel, and you find out what he's talking about, this great, and find what he's talking about by precept in your Bible and being prepared to understand what he's talking about. And 33 of Jeremiah, he's talking about, what is he talking about in Jeremiah 33? When you precept your body, it'll tell you exactly what he's talking about, but he never talked. Matter of fact, you're lying. And the book of Matthew 13, verse 13, can you tell me how did the Almighty talk? And Matthew 13, verse 13.
Okay. Going over to the book of Matthew, chapter 13, verse 13. Verse 13 reads, therefore speak I to them in parables, because they seeing see not, in hearing they hear not, neither do they understand.
What is it? What did he say? What Yahuwah say when he was speaking? He spoke what kind of way?
In parables.
Get down to verse 34 and 35.
Okay. The book of Matthew, chapter 13, verse 34 and verse 35. 34 reads, all these things spake Yahuwah the Son unto the multitude in parable, and without a parable spake he not unto them. Verse 35, and it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the seer, saying, I will open my mouth in parable. I will utter things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world.
So you hear the seer have to do it according to the book. We know sometimes we can be nerve-wracking, but Yahuwah wants you to understand that he's speaking really straight. But for those that is marred, Mother dear of Israel, 4 verse 9 through 11. Can you hear me out, Mother? Mark chapter 4 verse 9 through 11. Mother D of Israel. Backed up with Mother E and 1 Corinthians 5, 12 and 13. Come on.
Mark chapter 4 verse 9 through 11. Verse 9. And he said unto them, he that has ears to hear, let him hear. Verse 10. And when he was alone, they that were about him with the 12 asked of him the parable. Verse 11. And he said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of Yahuwah. But unto them that are without, all these things are done in parable.
Mother E, 1 Corinthians 5, 12 and 13.
1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 12 and verse 13. Verse 12. For what have I to do to judge them also that are without? Do not you judge them that are without, but them that are without, Yahuwah do it. Therefore put away from among yourselves the wicked first.
Mother Micaiah, did Mother D of Israel have me Mark 3, 31 through 35, waiting on me.
You're going to Matthew chapter 12, verse 46 down to 50. Book of Matthew chapter 12, verse 46 reads, while he yet talked to the people, behold, his mother and his brethren stood without, desiring to speak with him. Verse 47, then one said unto him, behold, your mother and your brothers came without, desiring to speak with you. Verse 48. But he answered and said unto him that told him, who is my mother and who are my brothers? Verse 49. And he stretched forth his hand towards his father and said, behold, my mother and my brother. Verse 50. For whosoever shall do the will of my father, which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother.
Come on, Mother D of Israel.
Mark chapter 3, verses 31 to 35. Verse 31. There came then his brother and his mother, and standing without, sent unto him, calling him. Verse 32. And the multitude sat about him, and they said unto him, behold, your mother and your brother without seek for you. Verse 33. And he answered them, saying, who is my mother or my brother? 34. And he looked around about on them which sat about him and said, behold, my mother and my brother. 35. For whosoever shall do the will of Yahweh, the same is my brother and my sister and my mother.
Mother E, Matthew chapter 3:31-35. Mother E, Matthew chapter 3, verse 31 down to verse 35.
Okay. Matthew chapter 3, verse 31 to 35. Matthew chapter 3. You said Matthew chapter 3?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Matthew chapter 3. Ain't no 31 to 35.
It's no 31 and 35 there?
Okay.
It's no Matthew chapter 3. Let me peek. I'm just ran back calling out verses there, mother. So if it's not, that means something else got to go there. Matthew chapter 3, and you say it's no 3. Go down. You're right. So we'll hold that verse up and just go to Revelation chapter. 2 verse 14 then. Well, we taking notes tonight. Like you taking notes, Mother E. So we'll cross that out. Unless that Matthew was up over Mark. Yeah, maybe it's Mark. And we read Mark already. So now we're going to find out what his will is, Mother E, in Revelation 22:14. Let's just read a little bit about his will.
Revelation 22. Revelation 22:14.
Yes, ma'am.
Book of Revelation, chapter 22, verse 14. Blessed are they that do hear Torah instruction, that they may have right to the tree of life, and they enter in through the gate into the city.
So what is Yahweh's will to get a blessing there, Mother E?
Oh, keeping the Torah instruction. The first five books of the blessing.
So his will is for those that do the first five books. That's his will. And he said the reward of it, you'll be able to go into the gates. Is that what you just got through reading that, Mother?
Yes.
Did you read that if you do his will, you going in through the gates? Did you read that, Mother?
Right.
So if you do his will, you're going through the gates. Right, Mother?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? But we've been taught all our life that we're going to go through the pearly gate. And Christianity, it talks about the pearly gate. The pearly gate. But now we're going to... If you do his will, you're going through more than the pearly gates. And that same, we're going to find out exactly who is he telling us to by doing his will. We want to go to 21:10 down to verse 12. Let's go to 21, verse 10 to 12, because we got to be clear that he's saying, who is my mother? Who is my brother? He said, one that do my will. And he says in 22, verse 14, and if you do my will, you're going through the gates, what they call the pearly gates.
Nice.
But now we're going to find out exactly who he's telling to do his will in 21:10 down to verse 12, Mother E. We're going to find out something along the way of find out something, and then we're going to zero in on whatever he wants to say after this. Let's see what he says in 21, verse 10, down to verse 12 about going through and who is he telling it to. Same thing we read, and we're going back to Timothy, but I hope y'all remember Timothy. Same thing you read in 24, 13, and 14. He left something out, but he left for you to fill in the blanks. It's for you, Brother Micaiah 3, verse 1, Michael. See, in Michael 3, 1, he says something. What do you say in Michael 3, 1?
Book of Micah, chapter 3, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, and I said, hear, I pray you, O heads of Israel, and you princes of the family of Israel, is it not for you to know judgment?
And what was another name that he called Israel? And going back again, Mother D of Israel, what was another name he called Israel in verse number, Hosea 8, verse 8? What was another name he called Israel? So we had to go all around to get you, to get a word to stick with you. What was another name he called Israel in 8, verse 8?
Hosea chapter 8, verse 8. Israel is swallowed up. How shall they be among the Gentiles as a vessel wherein is no pleasure?
So what is this other name he called in Israel? Paul is talking to Timothy. What name? Remember, Paul, Timothy, remember, Rome ruled that side of the world, so they couldn't speak anything that would look like it was going against the government because it was no trial. Off with your head. So when Paul was speaking, he had to speak where he's looking down at a vessel of dirt because you always got some ears on you, and any sign of anything that's contrary, then Paul knew that his life was on the line. So what is this other name, mother, that he's calling Israel according to 8 verse 8?
Gentile.
We'll take a shot at that, young lad or mother E.
Vessels.
Excellent. Vessel. He's calling Israel the vessel. The vessel. That's what he's calling Israel, the vessel. So when you go back and read 8 verse 2, Mother D.F. Israel of 2nd Ezra, he's calling the one that was created from the dirt. And he got another name there, 8 verse 2, and come back to that verse again, because we try to line some up, because we're going somewhere, and if we don't get distracted, we're going to see it. Because we're going somewhere in this broadcast after we got the foundation laid. 8 verse 2 of 2nd Ezra. So tell me, remember, Yahweh is talking to Ezra the seer to pass it on, and Paul picked up on it. So did Hosea. 8 verse 2 again. What did he say? Mother D.F. Israel.
2nd Ezra chapter 8 verse 2. I will tell you a similitude, Ezra, as when thou askest the earth. It shall say unto you that it giveth much more, whereof earthly vessels are made, but little dust that gold cometh of. Even so is the course of this present world.
So now, what is he calling man, and what man, and what word he using? Anybody, first one, tell me, what word is he using in a verse 2?
Earthen vessels.
Vessels. He calling Israel the vessel. He calling Israel the vessel. Keep that in your mind now. He calling, remember, we read the Bible got a double meaning to it. He's speaking in similitudes over the head, but Pan pawing him up the road that don't use the name Israel, because you get your head cut off, use the vessel, because you always got somebody there listening and saying that Paul trying to overthrow somebody, and you're under Roman rule. So Paul used the word vessel. But we know from Hosea 8, verse 8, the vessel means, what again, Mother E? What did the word vessel mean according to Hosea 8, verse 8?
Israel.
Excellent. But say it with power now. Don't say it like the question. It's the answer. Yeah, exactly right. So now when we got to Timothy, so when we got to 2 Timothy 2, verse 20, listen what he said again, young lion, in 2 Timothy 2. Remember, Paul pulled Hosea, and he pulled Ezra. And Paul was talking to Timothy, and look what he said. What did he say?
I said 2 Timothy. Second Timothy
2:20.
Yeah, I'm heading back that way right now. Back to Timothy, chapter 2, verse 20. Verse 20 reads, but in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and honor to honor, and some to honor and some to dishonor.
So he's saying, this vessel is talking about who that Paul is talking to Timothy about. What is he talking about?
Israel.
Excellent. Now, Mother, come on back. Mother, if Israel come back too, and let's find out in Jeremiah 33, Israel, and 33, Mother, look what he says in verse number 24. And 25. Well, you can throw in 26 just to make it sound good. Jeremiah, now remember he just said to Paul. Hear what he said to Paul. He said, Paul, and Paul said to Timothy, he said, but in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and of silver. What did he say? Remember, when he was instructing Timothy, he had to keep it the same way Yahweh spoke in parables. But you have to know your foundation. You know what it says in 11 verse 3, if your foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? And that's why we always get caught up, because we don't have our foundation, because we've been told it's done away with. Now, what was he talking about in Jeremiah 33, verse 24 down to verse 26. Now watch this now. Here we go. Come on, Mother E. Mother D up Israel.
Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 24 to 26. Verse 24. Consider you not what this people have spoken, saying, the two families which Yahweh has chosen, he has even cast them off. Thus they have despised my people, that they should be no more a nation before them. Verse 25. Thus says Yahweh, if my covenant be not with day and night, and if I have not appointed the ordinance of heaven and earth, 26, then will I cast away the seed of Israel and David, my servant, so that I will not take any of his seed to be rulers over the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. For I will cause their captivity to return and have mercy on them.
The two families, who are you talking about according to 33:24-26? Who is these two families that he's talking about?
Talking about Israel, the 10 northern tribes, and Yahda Judah, the southern tribe.
Okay, good. And to back and validate that, mother, dear of Israel, go to Torah and validate that in 30:4. The same book of Jeremiah. Validate what you just got through saying. 30:4.
Jeremiah chapter 30:4. And these are the words that Yahweh spake concerning Israel and concerning Judah.
So when we read, young lion, 2 Timothy 2:20, but in a great house, what is he talking about? But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and silver. Who is this great house that he's talking about according to Jeremiah 33:24? Who is he talking about concerning? Who is Paul instructing Timothy about this great house according to 33:24 of Jeremiah?
He's instructing Timothy of the two families of the northern kingdom, the 10 northern tribes of Israel, and the southern kingdom tribes of Israel,
which he have chosen. So there it is right there. So he instructing Timothy, talking about the great house, knowing that at the present time when he was speaking, only great house was Rome. So anybody listening, the only great house that was talked that could have been taken back to Rome was their estate. But he was talking about southern and northern kingdom as the great house. And this great horse and this great house of Bethel was southern and northern kingdom, but he made specifically by saying of gold and of silver. Now, in Lamentation, in the book of Lamentation, there he was telling Timothy about this, but he was speaking where if anybody's standing by, they will think he's talking one thing, but he's talking another. And Mother E, have me 1 Corinthians 3. Mother E, have me 1 Corinthians 3:6, and we're going to read till we get our point. Have that waiting on me. Now, in Lamentation 4, young lion, look what he says pertaining to this gold and this silver. In Lamentation 4:1-2.
Okay. Look at Lamentation 4:1-2. Verse 1 reads, how is the gold become dim? how is the most fine gold changed? The stones of the temple are poured out in the top of every street. Verse 2. The precious stones of Yadadu comparable to fine gold. How are they esteemed as earthen pitchers, the work of the hands of the potter?
And back up your third chapter, look what he says about in Jeremiah chapter 3 of your life. Look what he says about this fine gold. Look what he says about this fine gold. We read in Micah 3:1. Look what he said in verse 21, 321. Look what he said about this fine gold.
Okay. The book of Jeremiah, chapter 3, verse 21. 21 reads, a voice was heard upon the high place, weeping.
Hold on. Make it 221. Thank you there, young lion. 221.
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 2,
uh-huh.
21 reads, yet I have planted you a noble vine, holy, a ripe seed. How then are you turned into the degenerate plant of a strange vine to me?
Young Lion.
Yes, sir.
You hear me? Are you clear? What he just said in 221?
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
221. One more time.
Book of Jeremiah, chapter 2, verse 21. 21 reads, yet I have planted you a noble vine, holy, a righteous seed. How then are you turned into the degenerate plant of a strange vine unto me?
Who's he talking about? Who's you remember we read? Remember Paul is talking to Timothy in 2:20. So we found out the great house was southern and northern kingdom. But he said it was comparable to this vessel, which is Israel, comparable to gold, and we find out this gold that they're comparable to is talking about the lead tribe, Judah. But he said the lead tribe, Judah, have became what in 221? Backed up with Mother E in 13:17 of the book of Nehemiah. But he's saying that Judah have became what in 221?
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 2, verse 21. 21 reads, yet I have planted you a noble vine, holy, a ripe seed. How then are you turned into the degenerate plant of a strange vine unto me?
So you know, like we keep passing these handouts out, and they're clear that they get the blessing, and they know that they're Judah, but they forget that Judah's supposed to lead. But that's the point they're supposed to start asking, okay, oh, I know I'm Judah now. But Judah supposed to lead, but Judah have turned in the mind as what in verse 21 there, young lion?
Into the degenerate plant of a strange vine unto me.
I mean, really. And now, Mother, in Nehemiah, 13:17. Can you help those see our mother?
The book of Nehemiah, chapter 13, mm-hmm. verse 17.
Yes,
then
ma'am.
I contended with the nobles of Yahweh Judah and said unto them, what evil thing is this that you do and profane the Sabbath day?
Ain't that something? You see how we, you see, mother, how we became a degenerate when we are noble. And what caused our problem again, mother, that we do? What do we do according to verse 17?
Oh.
According to verse 17, what do we do, mother?
It says, what
according
evil thing?
17. Yeah.
What evil thing is this that you do and profane my Sabbath day?
I guess I'm
profane the Sabbath
day. So what do the comparable to gold, that was Paul was telling Timothy, great house, they have became a legit, what's that word again, you pronounce for me that again, young line? They became a what? Yeah, that's what it became. And who is he talking about according to 13, verse 17? Mother, who is he talking about that became in this position?
13, 17. Oh, he's talking about
yeah,
Judah.
That's right. He's talking about Judah. And what causes they, Jemiah, to be put up under this hard labor of taxing world? What causes their problem? What's their number one problem according to verse 17?
They profane the Sabbath day.
They profane the Sabbath day. They don't take the Sabbath day, this vessel, which is Israel, especially Southern Kingdom, the lead tribe, they pay, and this is what's going to keep you from always not being understanding the parables once they come out, once you continue to do not keep the Sabbath day. I mean, do you always going to be stumbling around when it's time to throw down? Because he's not going to allow you to have it unless you follow the rules and regulations. That's once you know who you are. Now, in Acts chapter 2, mother, D up Israel. He made a profound statement, mother, D up Israel. And now we're going. So we're heading somewhere in a minute. So, but I wanted to have all of it set up for you to go there in Acts chapter 2. Once we know what these words mean, we got the foundation on these words. We know what they mean now. So we should have no problem to, in our mind, either you put that word there or you don't put it there. Don't put nothing else but that word there if you see it plainly. Plainly. Look what he says in 3, 25 and 24. I mean, Acts chapter 3, 25 and 26. Hey, mother, D.F. Israel, what is it we can read in Acts chapter 3, verse 25 and 26? Listen to this.
Acts chapter 3, verse 25 and 26. Verse 25. You are the children of the seers and of the covenant which Yahweh made with our fathers, saying unto Abraham, and in your seed shall all the kindred of the earth be blessed. Verse 26, unto you first, Yahweh, having raised up his son, Yahweh the son, sent him to bless you, and turning away every one of you from his sin.
So you see? Now, with that good understanding now. Now we also have now. Now, young line, we're going to Romans chapter 11. Now we got, properly we got everything in place. Either you use the word or you don't. But if you don't use the word, use what's there. Don't put no cliche with it or nothing. If you use the word, you don't. You know, we'll see. Now we're going to Romans chapter 9. We're going to Romans chapter 9. I mean 11. There, y'all 9. We're going to Romans chapter 11. Romans chapter 11. Thank you, there, Mother E. And Romans chapter 11, we're going to pick it up at Romans chapter 11. With that understanding, we're going to pick it up at verse number 7. Pick it up at verse 7. 11, verse 7. Young Lion, Bob Mackay, you on the clock. Come on. Brother Micaiah?
The book of Romans, chapter 11, verse 7. Verse 7 reads, what then? Israel hath not obtained that which he seeketh for, but the election hath obtained it, and the rest were blinded. Verse 8. According as it is written, Yahweh had given them the spirit of slumber, eyes that they should not see, and ears that they should not hear unto this day. Verse 9.
Okay.
And David said, let this table be made a snare, and a trap, and a stumbling block, and a recompense unto them.
Hold that part right there. Now, we read three verses now. Now, we all read three verses. And can anybody tell me, and we read 7 down to verse number 9, but David put the icing on the cake. Because David is talking about this people too. And who is David talking about? Read verse 9 again.
The book of Romans, chapter 11, verse 9. Verse 9 reads, and David said, let their table be made a snare, and a trap, and a stumbling block, and a recompense unto them.
See, now look what David said. He said, because he says, now David was prophesying. See, David is prophesying about, he said, let that table be a snare and a stumbling block. Now, who is David talking about? I need the number one answer. Who is David is talking about? I need the number one answer. What is the number one answer who David talking about? Let they snare, let they table be a trap to them. Mother E, hold on. Let's go to Psalms chapter 69, verse 22 down to verse 24. See, remember one thing. The word of Yahweh, he said a lot of me gonna hear it, but they ain't gonna hear it. Now, David was made up of a foul statement, but you read it, now Paul is quoting what David was saying. So, you remember, again, I just throw a tidbit out there. You know the flyers that we pass out? We pass out and we say, well, we can give a person a blessing within 2 or 3 minutes if they listen. So, that is enough information to be able to unlock the mystery to those that understand who David is talking about. That's the point. Who David is talking about. Now, Mother E, let's go to Psalm chapter 69, verse 22 down to verse 24.
Book of Psalms, chapter 69, verse 22 to 24. Let that table be a snare before them, and that which should have been for their welfare let it become a trap. Verse 23, let their eyes be darkened that they see not, and make their lungs continually to shake. Verse 24, pour out thine indignation upon them, and let their wrathful, again, anger take hold of them.
Okay, so now, specifically, I'm not putting no name on the table, but can anybody give me the number one answer who David is talking? Paul is pulling something David said, according to 11 verse 9. Who is David talking about?
Talking about Yahdah Judah.
Excellent. Excellent. Exactly what he's talking about. He's talking about Yahdah Judah. Excellent. Exactly who he's talking about is the lead tribe that's in the back seat. How you gonna, you know that you Judah, you supposed to lead by example, but you in the back seat. So David says, Paul quoted what David's saying about Judah, prophesied by David in verse 9. Read verse 9 again. He's talking about Judah. Listen real good, Fisher on the Camps. He's talking about Judah, not Northern Kingdom. He's talking about Judah. Listen to verse 9.
The book of Romans, chapter 11, verse 9. Verse 9 reads, and David said, let their table, Yahdah Judah, be made a snare and a trap and a stumbling block and a recompense unto them.
Right, because we found out that Judah want to be the one that he's not going to lead by example. He's not going to keep no rules of the Bible, and that's why he always going to be in his position he in right now. He keep no Sabbath day. He don't get in where he fit in at. He's still looking around and seeing what he's supposed to do, make sure he's all right with everybody else until the Yahuwah. Listen, Judah, you got to step up to the plate and do what Yahuwah tell you to do. But you just going to be hearing these verses, and you're going to be, you're going to be 2 Timothy, Mother D.F. Israel, you're going to be a 2 Timothy chapter 3, you'll be a 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 8, Mother D of Israel. And we watched the best of them. Yes, ma'am. 2 Timothy 3, verse 8. And we watched the best of them. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 8.
2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 8. Now as Janus and James.
Hold on, mother. I think I jumped up a little. Let me back up a little bit more. Let me see. Verse 7. Thank you, there, mother. Make it verse 7.
Oh.
We're gonna get at that. We're gonna get at that maybe into the Mars lesson, what you read in verse 8. But make that verse 7.
2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 7. Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth.
You hear that, mother? They are ever learning, but just would not come to the knowledge of the truth. They were ever learning, but understanding you cannot order water and say hold the wet, especially if you know that you do them. You got to step up to the plate, but you won't be in the ever learning, but never come to the knowledge of the truth. Because you can't come the way your mind tell you you got to come. You got to come according to the way this Bible tells Judah you got to come. He ain't intervening no other way. He'll let you get 10 steps up, and then hit you back 11 steps. You want to know what will happen. So he's talking in the 11th chapter, and David is prophesizing saying what in 10 verse 11 there, young lion? What are you saying? 10 verse 11.
I missed that, sir. You say that again?
Back to Romans chapter 10, verse 11.
Okay. Back to Romans. Back to Romans. You want chapter 10. We want verse 11. The book of Romans. Chapter 10, verse 11. The book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 11, read. For the scripture says, whosoever believeth on
hold
him
on, hold
shall
on,
not...
Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Look at it real carefully. Romans chapter 11, verse number 11. So read 10 again. 11, 10. Romans 10, 11, verse 10.
Okay. The book of Romans, chapter 11, verse 10. Verse 10 reads, let their eyes be darkened, that they may not see, and bow down their back always. Verse 11. I say then, have they stumbled that they should fall?
Wait a minute now. See, it's very important. So let me put the dramatics in there. Have they, who's he talking about? Judah. So Paul talking about Judah. David said, let a table, which is his Bible, be a trap and a stumbling block to them.
Mm-hmm.
Paul is reading scripture of prophecy, let their eyes be darkened, because here's the point. Judah's eyes is darkened because Judah is the only one, as in the present, that do not respect what Yahweh have gave to them, and they come up another way. Judah is the, all 11 tribes look at Judah as they ain't nothing. Because Judah treat themselves like they ain't nothing. See? So, because they had great responsibility, and they not taking that by doing what the Bible tells them to do. For Yahweh to step in and give you the great push that you need, the great family of Judah. Now, read verse 11 again. Listen good.
The book of Romans, chapter 11, verse 11. Verse 11 reads, I say then, have they stumbled that they should fall?
I'm going to be in on it because it's a point I got to bring out, young lion. So listen, I'll say then, have they, Judah, stumbled that they shall fall, shall fall? What was Judah's responsibility? They had a responsibility. And we just got to read, Judah had a responsibility of mother, D.F. Israel, and Zechariah 12, verse 7. You're coming right back. What was the responsibility, mother? 12, verse 7 of Zechariah. Of Zechariah. 12, verse 7.
Zechariah, chapter 12, verse 7. Yahweh also shall save the tent of Judah first, that the greatness of the family of David and the greatness of the inhabitants of Judah do not magnify themselves against Judah, Israel.
Well, he's not telling Judah don't magnify against Judah. So
I know
telling,
it's Israel.
That's okay. But remember one thing, we got to rehearse the righteous act and be prepared for it. Now, so he's saying, telling those that have backed away from this covenant, because when did they fall that we can read? Hey, Mother E, back up and see when did they fall. Back up to Luke chapter 21. And it's found out when did they fall. When if they fall? See, Paul is saying some great things. He said they took a fall. When did they take a fall that we can read out of the regular Bible? In 21, 24, and 25 of the book of what I said, Luke. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Let's 21, 24, 25. When did they fall?
Luke chapter 21, verse 21, 24, and 25.
Yes, ma'am. When did they fall? What caused they fall? Let's see what happened.
Luke chapter 21, verse 21. Then let them which are in the God do the sleep unto the mountain. Let them which are in the midst of the death out, and let not them that are in the conscience enter thereinto. Verse 22. For these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. 23. But woe unto them that are with child, and to them that yield suffering in those days, for there shall be a great distress in the land, and wrath upon this people. Verse 24. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive into all nations, and Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the time of the Gentiles be fulfilled. Verse 25. And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon the earth distress of nations will perplex it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, hold that part right there. That was good past this 24. But, so now, Paul is addressing, remember Paul, he addressing a family, Israel, and because here's the point. We know in 722, Northern Kingdom was taken out. But in Lamentation there, young lion, this was serious in Lamentation chapter 2:1? Yeah, 2:1. Look what it says in Lamentation 2:1-9 and verse 10. Look what it says in the book of, I'm trying to get there myself there, young line, and I want to peep at it a little bit myself. I'm going to peep at this myself because what we read, we know the Northern Kingdom went out. We ought to feel that. But when Paul was addressing the one that was not no longer in the land no more, especially Northern Kingdom, and we're going to bring out a lot of things pertaining to Northern Kingdom and showing the name that got caught up under by being, and then all of a sudden, they scatter. Pick up a 2-1. No, 1-1. 1-1. That's what I want. 1-1. And we do 1-1 through 10. Then we'll probably bring our elder in and get Mother Z in. Because there's a whole lot of turns in this before we start tying this thing real good in. Oh, okay. WCC said, no, the elder, he talking for take number 168. M-U-T-E on him. Lamentation 1:1. See, this was some Paul was bringing to attention some big stuff. What he said, 1 down to verse 10. Young lion, bring it. Lamentation 1:1 down to verse 10. What do you say?
The book of Lamentation, chapter 1, verses 1 down to 10. Verse 1 reads, how do the city sit solitary that was full of people? How has she become as a widow? She that was great among the nations and princes among the province, how is she become tributary? Verse 2. She weeps sore in the night, and her tears are on her cheeks. Among all her lovers, she has none to comfort her. All her friends have dealt treacherously with her. They are become her enemies. Verse 3. Yada Judah is gone into captivity because of affliction and because of great servitude. She dwelt among the 17 nations. She findeth no rest. All her persecutors overtook her between the straits. Verse 4. The ways of Yada Judah do mourn because none come to the solemn feast. All her gates are desolate. Her priests sigh. Her virgins are afflicted, and she is in bitterness. Verse 5. Her adversaries are the chief. Her enemies prosper, for Yahweh has afflicted her for the multitude of her transgression sins. Her children are gone into captivity before the enemy. Verse 6. And from the daughter of Yada Judah, all her beauty is departed. Her princes are become like harts that find no pasture, and they are gone without strength before the pursuer. Verse 7. Yada Judah remembered in the days of her affliction and of her masteries all her pleasant things that she had in the days of old, when her people fell into the hand of the enemy. And none did help her. The adversaries saw her and did mark at her status. Verse 8. Yada Judah had grievously sinned. Therefore she is removed. All that honored her despised her, because they have seen her nakedness. Yet she sighed and turned backwards. Verse 9. Her filthiness is in her skirts. She remembered not her last end. Therefore, she came down wonderfully. She had no comforter. O Yahuwah, behold my affliction, for the enemy hath magnified himself. Verse 10. The adversary hath spread out his hand upon all her pleasant things, for she hath seen that the 17 nations entered into her temple, whom you did command that they should not enter into your congregation.
Ain't that something? So you, when you see Judah today, and you stand out there and street teach with Judah, and you see Judah everywhere. You see any of the 11 tribes and other nations, they can set up a chicken crop and say we got something, and you know who will come running over there every time and jump right on it is Judah. You see, and that's why you get to see always got a wink in his eyes, because Judah and Paul was bringing to the table the turn to the fall of Judah. Mother D of Israel, while the young lion get everything in order on his end, go to Lamentation chapter 2 and pick up verse 15, down to verse 18. Lamentation chapter 2, stay in, go to 2 now, pick up verse 15, 18. Listen good to this.
Lamentations chapter 2, verse 15 to 18. Verse 15, and all that passed by clapped their hands at you. They hissed and wag their heads at the daughters of Judah, saying, is this the city that men call the affection of beauty, the joy of the whole earth? 16. All thy enemies have opened their mouth against you. They hiss and gnash the teeth. They say, we have swallowed her up. Certainly this is the day that we look for. We have found, we have seen it. Verse 17. Yahweh has done that which he had devised. He has fulfilled his word that he had commanded in the days of old. He has thrown down and has not pitied, and he has caused thy enemy to rejoice over you. He has set up the horn of thine adversary. Verse 18. Their minds cry unto Yahweh, O walls of the daughters of Judah, let tears run down like a river day and night. Give yourself no rest. Let not the apple of thine eye cease.
I hate that song. Now you see, now you see, all that is in what Paul is bringing to tribes of Israel that is scattered, and he's telling those that is of Judah and of the northern kingdom, the fall of Judah is because they willingly left the instruction, and Yahweh brought this enemy on you. Because once you know that you Judah, what we keep telling you, you have to have the energy on the Sabbath day to lead by example. That ain't a day of tiredness. That's the day you supposed to be prepared to stretch out. Because Judah must lead by example. Do all these right here, it's going to be on you, Judah. Yahweh have done what? Now remember, the northern kingdom went out of business, but a lot of northern kingdom packed themselves in another lesson we're going to bring in to the southern kingdom. But when we went down, look what the world said we were in verse 15 again. Now, mother, pick out in 15, what did the world say we were once upon a time ago? According to verse 15, what did they say that you once were in verse 15?
Lamentations chapter 2, verse 15. All that passed by clapped their hands at you. They hissed and wagged their hands, their head, at the daughters of Judah, saying, is this the city that men call the perfection of beauty, the joy of the whole earth?
Ain't that something? You see what the man is saying? The whole world knew once upon a time ago. It's not, see, the majority, see, remember, when you do the hardcore scholarly research, out of the 10 northern tribes that went into captivity, you don't get no more than about 30-some thousand, period. And that was about a handful out of everybody's tribe. Mostly all of the northern kingdom, that a lot of them went into captivity, that's true. A lot of them just left. And a lot of them just packed their way up into the southern kingdom. So we'll deal with that one more time, too. But the astonishment was that the whole world used to call Judah, the one you call African-American, Negro in color, and Christian, and Moors, they was called what, mother? The joy of the whole earth. Everybody look forward to coming everywhere. And we'd have read Acts 2, verse 5. The whole 11 tribes, and they always knew that everything runs through Judah. And when Judah went down, that's when the world of Israel went down. And Judah is down now and waiting to be resurrected by the six anointed camps of bosses of the two Israelites. That's why we keep saying it's so much that we got to have down pat. We got to be in order to understand that we, once upon a time ago, was the joy of the whole earth. Now look at the Latter-day Saints said. Can you give me a case in point? Yeah, I'll give you a case in point. Latter-day Saints. I'll give you a case in point. Might be if Israel, run to the 18th chapter of the book of Acts. We'll give the Latter-day Saints a case in point. And once we really understand our responsibility, it's over with. In the book of Acts chapter 18, Mother D.F. Israel, 19 down to verse 21. Listen to this. 19 and 21. Acts chapter 18, 19 and 21. Mother D.F. Israel delivered.
Acts chapter 18, verse 19 to 21. Verse 19. And he came to Ephesus and left them there. But he himself entered into the temple and reasoned with Judah. 20.
Mm-hmm.
When they desired him to tarry longer time with them, he consented not. 21. But bade them farewell, saying, I must by all means keep this feast that cometh in Judah, but I will return again unto you if Yahweh's will. And he sailed from Ephesus.
Ain't that something? Ain't that something? So you see, they knew always, I don't care what you own, to keep the Sabbath day, Judah bumping, wherever you at, Judah was prepared to. Judah was the perfection of the world. Everybody looked forward to being a Mother E. Everybody looked forward to being 2:5. Everybody. Acts 2:5. You see? And now, right now, we got a feast coming up in 3 weeks. Ain't nobody planning on never mind. See that? You see what Paul is saying in the 11th chapter? Because we have to lead by example. We have to. Every time we approach Yahweh's word, we got to look at it like it's our last. We got to read like it's our last. We got to prepare like it's our last. Everything got to be like our last. That's how Yahweh. Remember we read in last night lesson when he came to Philip and we got to have the urgency of young lion of 8:30. Listen what he says in Acts 8 verse. Look what he said, Acts 8:30. Listen. You see what's going on here? We got to be Acts 8 verse 30. What did it say?
Book of Acts, chapter 8, verse 30. Verse 30 reads, and Philip ran there to him and heard him read the seer Isaiah, and said, understandest you what you read?
But wait a minute. What did Philip do?
And Philip ran there.
You see what the man is saying? If you don't drag your feet on the cutting out of Yahweh's business. If you want Yahweh to intervene, you got to look back at exactly what Paul is bringing to the table. Judah, if you know you Judah, listen, whatever it is, When you gonna get some ran in you? When you get some run in you? He told you in Micah 3, verse 1, you're supposed to know these things. If you want Yahweh to intervene, and that's what we heard prior to the early part of the tape about some cried, some laughed, because the prince of this world had a grip holder on them, and that was going on right now. Prince of this world got a bear hug on the neck on Judah, and Judah would not get his neck off Munda for Yahweh to intervene. He not going to intervene, Lord, we don't get the run spirit in us. We got to drag the feet. We got everything going on but doing Yahweh's business, and that we trying to tell you, Bethel, he put a name on you called Bethel. You supposed to know that Bethel talking about you. You talking about no earthly something that you got to talk over the head, Bethel. The vessel is talking about you, Judah. And Paul is talking about this. Have they, where's Paul's? Let's bring Mother Z in and let her tie all this in and address this national audience over 500,000 plus. We'll bring Mother Z in and maybe she'll add a little bit to what Yahweh gave her to tell you on tape number 168. Hey, Mother Z. Tribe of Yahweh Judah. Yahweh beat you that scene, right?
Coming to you.
Mosey, Tribe of Yahweh Judah, over 500,000 plus said, what mother going to bring to the table for tape number 168? What you got? What you working with, Mosey?
Yahweh bless and keep you, see Israel, a royal seed. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah. Now, what you want to tell this national audience? Because we'll lay out a pretty good format. Now, what part you want to add to that? What this national audience says, we all ears, come out.
I'm just going to read Psalms chapter 22. Starting at verse 1. My Yahweh, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me? And from the words, the work of my, Ara, verse 2. Oh my Yahweh, I cry in the daytime, but thou heardest not, and in the night season, and am not silent. Verse 3. But thus are righteous, all thus that inherit the praises of Israel. Verse 4. Our fathers trusted in you. They trusted and they did believe.
And they delivered.
And wait a minute. Okay. Our fathers trust in you. They trusted and thou did deliver them. Verse 5, they cried unto you and were delivered. They trusted in you and were not confirmed. Verse 6, but I am a worm and no man a reproach and no man and despise. And despise it of the people. Uh-huh. Verse 7. All they that see me laugh and all they that see me, all they that see me laugh me to scorn. They shoot out their lips. They shake their heads, saying, on the Yahweh that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing his delight in him. Verse 9. But they are him, he that took me out of the womb. But they are he that took me out of the womb. They did make me hope with when I was upon my mother's breast. Verse 10, I was cast upon thee from the womb. There are my Yahweh from my mother's belly. Verse 11, be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is no one to help. Verse 12. Many bulls have compared me, strong bulls from Bashan have beaten me around. Verse 13. The gap upon me with thou mouth as a raven and a roaring lion. Verse 14, and I'm stopping here. I am pulled out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My mind is like wax. It is melted in the midst of my bowl, my bowels. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Yahweh. Yeah, all right. That's Mother Z. And one thing about it, I tell you like this, see right here. What we come to bring you is information. But I'm going to tell you something. We got to wake up. We got to wake up and understand one thing. That's why we're telling fixing on the camps. We have to make sure that we is in order for Yahweh to what he want to do. But we have to be able to recognize that this Bible is not a novel. These words is not, you just can't read it. And all we look at it is one way. It got double meanings to it. Because, remember, we always have been in captivity, and especially the lead trial, he's put in this captivity, and Paul is bringing to those that were scattered, young lion, Brother Micaiah, he was bringing to them that, what was he bringing to them again in the 11th chapter of Romans? Pick up verse 12.
Going back over to the book of Romans, chapter 11, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, now if the fall of them be the riches of the world, and the diminishing of them the riches of the Gentiles, how much more their fullness?
How much more depth or what?
Barefootness.
Barefootness. Read verse 12 again.
The book of Romans, chapter 11, verse 12. Verse 12 read. Now, if the fall of them be the riches of the world, in the diminishing of them the riches of the Gentiles, how much more their fullness?
Okay, good. Hey, mother, you know, run back and read again in Luke chapter 21. I mean, Luke chapter 21. When he was told to, like Luke 21, that mother E, told something in Luke 21, he was saying in verse 21, Luke 21, 21. Now read verse 20 and 21. Luke 21, verse 20 and 21.
Okay. Luke chapter 21, verse 21.
Uh-huh.
20 and 21.
Yes, ma'am. 21, verse 21. And, what, 22?
20 and 21.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Thank you, young line.
Chapter 21, verse 20 and 21, verse 20. And when you shall see God do the compassion, the earnest, then
mm-hmm.
know that the desolation thereof is not. Verse 2, then let them which are in the Yadad Judah flee to the mountains, and let them which are in the midst of it depart out, and let not them that are in the countries enter there into.
Mm-hmm. So what was he telling Judah to flee to the mountains? You see, he said, Mother Eve said, flee to the mountains. See, the reason he was telling Judah to flee to the mountains because Judah is the lead tribe.
Okay.
And who was in all the mountains over there and all the other parts? Tribes of Israel. The rest of the tribes of Israel. So Judah have a responsibility because what they have did, now come back to 11, verse 13. See, Judah got a responsibility. So he had to flee to the mountains because Judah have forsaken his responsibility. 11, verse 13, let's read a little bit. Oh, Micaiah.
Book of Romans, chapter 11. Verse 13 reads, for I speak to you, Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the apostle of the Gentiles, I magnify mine office.
Now hold up on that. Mother, D.F. Israel, in the book of, and may the young lion can help put me out on this verse, over there in the early part of 2nd Ezra, Ezra called Judah a name. What name did he call Judah in the early part of 2nd Ezra? He called him a name. Can y'all help me out? He called him a name. He said, now Paul says that he, he called him a name in the early part of Ezra, about 2 of verse chapter 2 or chapter 3. He called them a name. What name did he call them that would correspond on what you just got to read? He says in verse 13, to you Gentiles, as much as I am the apostle, you Gentiles, I magnify my office. Now, what are you talking about according to Ezra? Let's precept that to Ezra and find out what did Ezra call Judah? Can y'all help me out?
Ezra chapter 2, verse 41. 42.
Yeah, okay, go ahead and read, Mother. What did he call Judah?
Second Ezra, chapter 2, verse 42. Ezra, saw upon Mount Yagda a great people whom I could not number, and they all praised Yahweh with singing, with songs. Is that it?
Mm-hmm. No, he called them.
34.
What now?
Make it 34, Israel.
234?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey.
2 Ezra, chapter 2, verse 34. And therefore I say unto you, all you nations, heathen.
What do you call them? He called them heathen. Heathen is another word for Gentiles. Gentile and heathen is the same word. He's talking about one people, Judah. He's talking to Judah, and he called Judah a Gentile. There's right there. So in this case, Ezra, remember, they was in the captivity, and the captivity in the northern kingdom, Bengal. So he's talking specific to Judah, calling them Gentiles.
Mm-hmm.
And verse 34, so make a note of that, he's talking. So Paul is over. See, anytime you walk away from Yahweh, whether you're in southern kingdom, northern kingdom, you are called a Gentile. And Paul was sent to bring back the Gentiles, specifically northern kingdom, but he always ran to the Gentiles of the southern kingdom. And Ezra just called southern kingdom, what word he call them right here? Read verse 33. But to be clear, we talking to read 33 there, our mother. Be up Israel, 33 and 34.
Second Ezra, chapter 2, verse 33 and 34. Verse 33. I, Ezra, received a charge of Yahweh upon Mount Horeb that I should go unto Israel. But when I came unto them, they set me at naught and despise the Torah instructions of Yahweh. 34.
Hold on, mother. Who did all this again?
Israel.
And this Israel is Judah. And this Israel that he's talking about is Judah. Now watch what he called Judah in 34.
34. And therefore I say unto you, all you heathen.
And heathen and Gentile is an interchangeable word. So he's calling Judah a heathen, which is a Gentile. And what Ezra said that they did, they paid Yahweh no never mind. So that's when you call a heathen or a Gentile, when you take Yahweh's word and pay it no never mind. You don't want to wear fringes. You don't want to eyeball the Sabbath. You don't want to keep the feast days. You don't want to do no donation to the ministry. Land is everywhere. You sit on the sideline just watching from the curtain. You're not getting in where you fit in. That makes you a heathen. That makes you a Gentile.
Mm.
Not sitting on the fence, not contributing into the great cause that we must do for Yahweh to put the double on us and to intervene. So
yeah.
That's why you call a heathen. A feast day is only weeks away. No movement about it. And on the feast day, what happened again, Mother? Hey, Mother E, what happened on the feast days in Acts 2, verse 5? What's supposed to happen on the feast days in 2, verse 5? Acts 2, verse 5.
Okay. The book of Acts, chapter 2. Verse 5. Acts chapter 2, verse 5. And there were
dwelling at Jerusalem shall not Judah, devoted men out of every nation under the heaven.
So that was who out of every nation that came on the feast days? That was who out of what, mother? Who was that on the feast days? And the same thing that Paul was saying, we read over there in the book of Acts, 18 or 19, we read that. Paul said, I got to lead y'all heathens that was Gentile, Judah, and Israel, because I'm going back to the headquarters to keep the peace. So now you see, on the feast days, I don't care where you at. We're supposed to do that, Mother, in 2 verse 5. Who came out of every nation?
Devoted men of Yahdat Judah.
You see that? They came out of every nation because it was feast days. It was, now precept that, Mother Eve, and 1344 of Acts. So precept some things that must be done for Yahweh to intervene. Acts 2:44, bring it.
Acts 13:44.
Yes, ma'am. Acts 13:44.
The book of Acts, chapter 13, verse 44. And the next Sabbath day came almost the whole city together to hear the word of Yahweh.
Hear that, mother? So on the Sabbath day, they supposed to come out together. For what reason, mother?
To hear the word of Yahweh.
To hear the word of Yahweh. You see that? I don't care what you, when it comes down to feast days and Sabbath days, you supposed to immediately put whatever is you doing, put that down. And get to one of the six locations, because the six locations have the word of YHWH. We don't do the Lord God and Jesus. We do the YHWH according to the Bible. So on the way, you're going to hear YHWH is among the six anointed camps. You keeping the Sabbath day hollering Lord God and Jesus, that's not scripture-wise. You got to keep the Sabbath day eyeball to eyeball with the four letters, YHWH. And the only ministry I know is the Six Anointed Camps that use his true name in the Semitic, the 22 alphabets called Semitic that they call Hebrew now, YHWH. So there it is, see right here. So Paul was addressing the Gentiles, the heathen, that have broke away from this information. Now, come on back, Brother Micaiah, in the 11th chapter, look what Paul says to validate what he's saying in verse 14 about these scattered Israelites. Judah and Israel. Look what he says to them about what happened in the southern kingdom in 70 AD.
Okay, the book of Romans, chapter 11, verse 14. Verse 14 reads, if by any means I may provoke to emulation them which are my flesh, and might save some of them.
You see that? So Paul is talking about those that his flesh. And who was Paul's flesh? The other 11 tribes. Paul is a what, mother, D of Israel, 11 verse 1. What is Paul?
Romans 11. Huh?
Same book, 11 verse 1. Yeah, 11 verse 1. What is Paul?
Romans chapter 11, verse 1. I say then, has Yahweh cast away his people? Yahweh forbid. For I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham and of the tribe of Benjamin.
You see that? So Paul is talking bloodline. Paul is talking bloodline. So his flesh, he talking blood. He's not talking to other nations. See, by we not understanding that, I mean, we get all twisted around with Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. Paul is talking about his flesh. That I might, and means I might provoke or emulate them which are my flesh. He's talking bloodline. He's talking about the seed. And now he's talking about, he said, I'm an Israelite. Or the seed of Abraham and the tribe of Benjamin. So when you read the book of Romans, just listen, the world is reading Romans wrong. Because the one that is of Judah descent is not put him to the side and say, wait a minute, you're teaching Romans totally wrong. Paul is talking about, if I can provoke my flesh to get back on the job, Judah. They're scattered. They all out of order. The other tribes out of order. He's talking about his flesh, the seed of his flesh. If I can get northern kingdom to wake up, then Judah might say, wait a minute, I'm supposed to be doing the teaching. They're supposed to be teaching me. I'm supposed to be teaching northern kingdom. And then you might get the jealousy and you say, wait a minute. Hey, this thing is wrong. I'm supposed to be doing the teaching. They're going to be coming to see me, and we coming to see them. See that? You see what's going on with Paul saying, if I can get northern kingdom to wake up and act like they're learning something, then Judah might say, wait a minute. I'm supposed to be doing the lead teacher. I'm Judah. I'm the lead tribe. And I'm following y'all. Ain't no blessing coming when Judah is following the 11 tribes. The blessing come when Judah leads. Read that, Mother E, in 31, verse 5 and 6 of Jeremiah. See, we got, that's why we keep telling, we got to be the first one in, the last one to lead. We got to lead by example. That's why I tell them, walk inside the temple and look how you're supposed to conduct yourself and dress. And you see them pop in and pop out. I've been always sit the stage to show you exactly what the responsibility of the lead tribe. When they say, well, I went inside the temple, and all I seen was the eyes down in that book, wearing them royal blue garments, them printed on there, popping that Bible. Yes. Yeah, never forget that. See, we know what we're doing. And that's why we got to be in order when the floodgates open up in all six camps. And all they're going to see us doing is leading the way, popping the book with the royal blue garments on. Unless it's feast day, we got the white garments on. And we all in order popping the Bible and explaining the Bible. That's why we cannot be dumbfounded. We got to be the first one in, last one to leave. Because we send the stage for Yahweh to give us, Mother G of Israel, the 60 verse 7. We're looking for us a Isaiah 60 verse 7. Can you help those see up? See, if we do right and lead by example, and that's why we were saying, you know, the captains got to be captains, teachers got to be teachers, elders got to be elders, and so on. Mothers got to be mothers, sisters got to be sisters. Everybody got to, you know, go and see how you're supposed to conduct yourself. Because Yahweh got it written in 61 verse 7, Mother D of Israel. Look what he got written. Isaiah 61, verse 7. Bring it.
Isaiah chapter 61, verse 7. For your shame, you shall have double. And for your confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess the double. Everlasting joy shall be unto them.
Verse 10.
I will greatly rejoice in Yahweh. My soul shall be joyful in my Yahweh, for he has clothed me with the garment of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. And a bridegroom decked himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorned herself with her jewels.
You hear the man saying? You hear the man saying? He said, listen, he said, what can I do for you? I mean, listen, all I want to do is see you doing what you're supposed to be doing, which is your reading of service in 12, 1, 2, and 3 of Romans. And when we tell, you know, those that just go and see how you're supposed to conduct yourself. What kind of sign you got? Walk inside, tip and see. And they come back and say the same thing. My. All I see is books popping and teachers reading and everybody's in order. Yes. We are the sign. That's why I keep saying we can't keep counting on this thing. We got to step up to the plate. Yahweh, he's waiting to put the dove on us. And Northern Kingdom is, what Northern Kingdom y'all do in the closing statement of that Mother E? 31, 5, and 6. What do Northern Kingdom got to say along with Levi and Benjamin? All of them. What do they got to do? According to 31, 5, and 6. Yeah, the closing statement saying what?
Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 5 and verse 6. Thus shall ye plant vines upon the mountain of Samaritan. The planter shall plant and shall eat them as common things. Verse 6. For there shall be a day that the watchman upon the Mount Ephraim shall cry, arise, you, and let us go up to Yahweh Judah, unto the Yahweh, our Yahweh.
You see that? See what they can say, Mother? See, that's why we tell them, come and see. Because we know, soon or later, a picture of 1,000 words, when they see them royal blue garments and them fringes in order, they're going to say, my, how can I be part of that? That's why I keep telling you, we got to be in order. That's why God was double waiting on us. But we got to be in order to receive the double. And that's what Paul is saying. The reason why we down, we following everybody else, because we forsook the right way, which is the order way. And we have to be the one to set it back up, because we is the only camp. They use the four letters, YHWH, the six anointed camps. See? So we know Yahweh is saying, y'all lead. But you got to lead. You got to know what this book's saying. You got to recognize all the codes in this Bible. You got to be prepared to, when they come in, you can deal with them. And that's what this exercise and lesson is on this international radio broadcast, take number 168. So we'll leave it like that, Mother E. What's your closing statement behind that, Mother E? You on the clock, come up.
Mm-hmm. I thank and praise Yahweh for the class. Thank and praise Yahweh for the seer. I'm thanking and praising Yahweh for each and every one that's in the class and for the ones that's participating in the class. Thank and praising Yahweh for them. And I just like to say, praise ye to Yahweh. Praise ye Yahweh, oh my soul. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
And hold on. And hold on, Israel. My Mother E saying plainly, hold on. Because six anointed camp will be the sign. And that's why when they pop in, they'll see one thing. The mother's in order. The sister's in order. The royal blue garments. The teacher's in order. The elders in order. Popping them Bibles. And that picture will last them to eternity. This is what you got to do to be part of that. That's why we must be on the know and be prepared to have the energy to show the way, and Yahuwah got a double for us. Excellent. All right. Mother B.F. Israel. Let's, in Romans chapter 11, Mother B.F. Israel, look what it says in verse 15. 11 verse 15. So we clear what Paul mentioned on. Look what it says in 11 verse 15.
Romans chapter 11 verse 15. For if the casting away of them be the reconciliation of the world, what shall the receiving of them be but life from the dead?
Now, let's not look at that. You see, Paul dropped that code on us. Guess what he was quoting? He was quoting Barnabas 3, young line. He was picking up 3:1. You see how, listen. He said, what is them going to receive? The them is you, Judah. Once we wake you up from the dead, Judah, he's not talking to other nations, period. He says, the castaway of them, when we was cast away? In 70 A.D. What you done in 70 A.D.? You fled to the other Israelite camps where it was up there in paganism. And then you sitting there watching him. You watching him doing all that weird stuff. You say, wait a minute. That ain't right what y'all doing. And that's the reason you left y'all from your job by forgetting about the 11 tribes and you teaching the 11 tribes. And Yahuwah had to send Titus down there and Vespasian to brush you up to get you back on your job to recover the 11 tribes that all up in paganism. So if you ain't got it right, how the hell ever get it right? So that's why you scatter. And that's why you in all these areas right now. And you looking right now at Judah right now and other tribes, and you see they out all everywhere. They ain't got no fringes on. They not keeping no Sabbath day. They buying and selling. They doing everything. And you look around and you say, wait a minute, this is out of order here. That's why you intervene there. So now you know why you in the place that you're in now. You got to wake them up, Judah. Now play it on. What's the reason?
Did you say the book of Thomas or the book of Barnabas?
Barnabas 3:1. We're talking about this, that somebody can get life from the dead. So he's talking to verse 15. For if the casting away of them, Judah, what is the receiver of the world, the other 11 tribes, because the only way all the other 11 tribes going to get it is Judah got to get to the other tribe that's scattered to all parts of the world. What should the receiver of them, Judah, be but life from the dead? See, Judah got to get on the back of the job. And all the other tribes going to be waking up through Judah. Baruch 3, pick up verse 1, read a little bit. We'll get our point.
Okay. The book of Baruch, chapter 3, verse 1. Book of Baruch, chapter 3, verse 1, read. Oh, Yahuwah, Almighty, Yahuwah of Israel, the soul in anguish, the troubled spirit cries unto you. Verse 2, hear, O Yahuwah, and have mercy, for you are merciful, and have pity upon us, because we have sinned before you. Verse 3, for you endure us forever, and we perish utterly. Verse 4, O Yahuwah Almighty, you Yahuwah of Israel, hear now the prayers of the dead Israelites. And
ain't that something? Ain't that something? Come on back, Mother D of Israel. So now we know who Paul talking about, this dead Israelite and his children, Southern and Northern Kingdom. 15, 16, and closing statement, that Mother D of Israel. back to Romans chapter 11, verse 15 and 16. So Paul is talking about this dead Israelite, especially Southern Kingdom. He is dead because he often everybody's thing. He ain't leading in nothing. He the lead child in the back seat. Matter of fact, he in a trunk with the trunk closed. He driving the car in the trunk with the trunk closed. Matter of fact, he on a bumper. He on a bumper. You see what's going on here? That's how I thought Judah had failed out. Come on, mother. Wrap this up in 15 and 16. Come on.
Romans chapter 11, verse 15 and 16. Verse 15. For if the casting away of them be the filling of the world, what shall the receiving of them be but life from the dead? Verse 16. For if the first fruit be righteous, the lump is also righteous. And if the root be righteous, so are the branches.
So the first fruit was the one that he chosen was Israel, and he chose Judah out of Israel to leave.
Yeah.
He said, you got all, you got everything to work with, Judah. He ain't talking about the other nation, he's talking about you.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Sooner or later, we're going to have it down pat. Mother D. F. Israel, what's your closing statement behind that on tape 168? You on the clock, come on.
Acts 24:14. But this I confess unto you, the way which they call heresy, so worship I, Yahweh, of my Father, believing all things which are written in the Torah instruction and in the seers. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
See, I'm saying this Bible, you know, it's parables to those that's without. But listen, we can break the parables down, but in 15 chapter verse 24, young line, we're going to close out with this, Romans 15. We're going to Romans chapter 15 now, young line. And we're going to look at a statement. Because we got to recognize what this man is saying in Romans chapter 15, young man. Romans 15, and we're picking up verse number 24. And we'll read down to understand what he said, 24 to 27, in the closing statement.
Okay, the book of Romans chapter 15, verse 24 down to 27. 24 reads. Whensoever I take my journey into Spain, I will come to you, for I trust to you in my journey. And to be brought on my way there thitherward by you, if first I be somewhat filled with your company. 25. But now I go unto Yadadzuda to minister unto the saints, the 12 tribes of Israel. Verse 26, for it had pleased them of Macedonia and Achaia to make a certain contribution for the poor Israelites which are a Jew. Verse 27, it had pleased them fairly, and their debtors they are. For if the Gentiles had been made partakers of their spiritual things, their duty is also to minister unto them in carnal things.
You see that? You see what the 11 tribes will be doing? The 11 tribes will be stepping up big time as we spiritually get you on your feet, and carnally you will be making sure that everything is laid out for some more progress to be done. That means if you're going to donate to any ministry, donate to this ministry. Free will offerings, whatever way you want to call it, tithes, whatever. This is the ministry that's saying one thing. We're going to spiritually put you on your feet. Your duty is to currently make sure everything is laid out in grand style. That is your duty, 11 tribes and those that's coming in understand That is the order of Yahuwah. And the poor he's talking about is 1434 in the book of Isaiah in the closing statement. Come on. What poor is he talking about? 1434. Read it there, young line.
Went to the book of Isaiah, chapter 14, verse 32. 32 reads, what shall one then answer the messengers of the nation? That Yahdah Judah had found, that Yahuwah had founded Yahdah Judah, and the poor of his people shall trust in it.
You see that? So that's what we say in the sixth anointed camp will be the first thing you support. Because we can spiritually put you on the right track. Young line, closing statement is all yours until tomorrow at 6 p.m. Take your time and bring it. Come on.
I'm thanking Yahuwah for another day to read his word. Thanking Yahuwah for me being able to meet.